We've been joined by Alabama Ryan Kelly. We'll go ahead and open the floor now for a question for Ryan. You'll raise your hand, we'll give a mic to you. Start here on the left side, front row.
Hey, Ryan. David Cuomo was healthy pretty much for the first time in his entire Alabama career this spring. What were your impressions of him at 100%, and what specifically do you think he needs to work on this summer to win the job?
I think every quarterback's a little bit different, and David brings a special skill set. He's a tall guy and a long arm and can really throw it out there. But I don't want to talk about the quarterback, just individually. I want to talk about the entire collective group because, it's still up in the air who's going to be the starter. Every single one of those guys, all five of them, are very selfless guys. They're very team-oriented and set on helping each other out. So even when, Blake Barnett came in the springtime, being a 17-year-old kid who hasn't graduated high school yet, they're just there to help him out. And especially at a position where only one guy can be the starter, to have that on your team is huge. And I think it just goes to show you the commitment level on all five of those guys. They're all the same. They're very committed and very team-oriented guys who just love to have them in the locker room.
Stay on the front row. Go ahead.
Brian, the experience you brought to the position and playing the position you do, knowing the calls, all that on the offensive line, what have you, in terms of ownership, taken of trying to help out the guys at the guard spots and then also trying to replace Shepherd at the right tackle?
Yeah, I think when I first got here, Barrett and Vojos, that's what they taught me, was that that's what the center position entails, and that comes with the title. So that's what, once you get older and you start to become a fourth, fifth year senior, that's what you got to teach the guys below you as well. So for me, obviously Cam Robinson and myself are the only two guys that are returning on offensive line. And I think as offensive linemen, because the position holds such a togetherness aspect that you have to have, I got to teach the guys the right, I don't have to teach them the plays because that's they've already done that themselves, but I got to teach them how to play at an SEC all together. So all five of us got to be on the same page the entire time or it's not going to work out. And I think the center position is such a big factor in that. So for me, I've taken a big leadership role myself because I wasn't a talkative guy before, but now I have to be because that becomes the territory. And if we want to get to where we need to go, that's what has to happen. So.
Stay on the left side by the door. Go ahead.
Ryan, you mentioned Barrett Jones. You had to sub in for him in game sometimes when he was hurt. And last year at Ole Miss, you got hurt and really affected the game with your backup. Explain and tell people just how tough it is to in game be a backup center.
Yeah, that's huge. You look at guys, and if someone tells you that if you plug an offensive lineman in a different guy, that it's going to work out with no hiccups, then they're lying to you. Obviously, not everybody's the same, and Bradley Bozeman was his name, the guy who's playing guard now. But, those are probably some of the most nerve-wracking times because, if you're the starter, you prepare like a starter. If you're the backup guy, as much as you want to prepare like a starter, it's just different. So, I knew when Barrett was in, when he would go down sometimes, I started getting those butterflies. I never started a game before, so it's different. But I think, Bozeman did a great job because he is a young guy. And I was I was thrown. Sometimes I think the best way to learn is, getting thrown into the fire, and that's what he did. And since then, I think he, kind of walks around like a veteran now and plays like a veteran because of the experience that he had at Ole Miss. And not to take away from anything he did, a great job filling in. We just didn't score enough points back then. So, all those guys are going to do a great job, and that's all we can ask for.
Back of the room in the middle. Go ahead.
Can you talk a little bit about the maturity both on and off the field of Kenyon Drake and the message it sent with his recovery and his commitment to getting well?
Yeah, you look at a guy like Drake who, did have some rough patches when he first got to college. But I think the biggest thing – I think the biggest thing that – like for Coach Saban, take it for example, a guy like Kenyon who came in with so much talent, kind of had some rough patches, but now you see the maturity level that he possesses when he walks around every day. I think that's what makes it so special for Coach Saban. And, if you're on that field at Ole Miss when Kenyon, had the injury, you see him walking around and running during the springtime. It's amazing because of the injury. But I think it gives the testitude to Kenyon because, what a guy for, being in the circumstance that he was to jump back like that and not think of it like a negative but as a positive on how he can get better. And, he's looking great, runs great, and he's looking even a little bit thicker. So, I can't say enough about Kenyon and the type of guy that he is.
Left side, third row, go ahead.
Ryan, last year you guys ran for a little bit more than 5 yards a carry, finished 28th in the FBS, an average yard per carry, which is your lowest finish since, I think, 2008. First of all, how do you get that average up? And then secondly, is that something you feel like you guys have to improve on to finish where you want to finish this season?
Well, I think we threw the ball a little bit more last year than we did before. But, you know, when we're running the ball great, I don't think anybody can stop us. And I think that's one of the biggest things that we got back to this spring was kind of being a balanced offense. You know, we do the no-huddle stuff. You know, we do that every now and then. But we don't want to shy away from what Alabama is and what's made us to where we are now, which is a powerhouse offensive line who can run the ball against anybody. And when we're doing that as an offensive line, I think that nobody can beat us. So as an offensive line, you know, speaking on their behalf, I think that, you know, that's the biggest thing we got to do is that you look at every great team that's ever played or won, they've had great offensive line because they can carry them that far in offense. And that's what we've really tried to do this offseason, and that's what we're going to continue to do.
Stay on the left side, second row. Go ahead.
Ryan, I think Coach Saban a little while ago said the team may have ran out of gas a little bit transitioning to the no huddle offense last year. I guess what are your thoughts on that, but just more generically as well, you know, what was the transition like or things that you had to adjust to offensively?
You know, the SEC is a grind. I mean, I don't think anybody can deny that. You know, week in, week out, if you're playing, doesn't matter. You know, it doesn't matter who you're playing. But if you don't prepare the way you're supposed to, anybody can get beat. And, you know, I know a lot of guys were, you know, probably a little banged up, but that's just how we play. We get through it. And I think that's, you know, I think Coach Cochran has, you know, kind of altered our workouts to, you know, maybe get us a little more prepared in the back season, keep us a little bit more fresh, but without taking away from, you know, what we do best. You know, we grind, you know, 365 every day of the year. And that's just what makes Alabama, Alabama. You know, the bar is set that high for a reason. And, you know, that's just how we've won games in the past. That's how we're continuing to win games.
Front row here on the left. This will be our final question for Ryan.
Mentioning that grind of the SEC, how is it for a player to not only have that schedule, but also to open with the type of opponent you do at a neutral site? I guess every year you've been there.
Yeah, I mean, every game, every opening game has been a big game for us. We've always had a great opponent. And I think it really, the first game always tests the team, you know, to see what we got. You know, we didn't play great against West Virginia last year, but you look at the end, towards the end of the season, we really came together as a team. And I think it kind of tests, you know, how together we are. And I think this team's a little bit special because, you know, I've never seen a team that's more selfless, you know, since I've been here. You know, everybody's, you know, willing to help each other out. And, you know, we are a young team, but I think we have, you know, we're full of talent just like every year. And I know that Wisconsin is going to be a big challenge for us, and I think it's going to be a great testament to you know, what we do around here, and you know, looking forward to seeing how we come out.
Thank you, Ryan.
Thank you. I'm going to need you guys to move these back a little bit. He actually almost knocked one down. I'm just pushing these back a little bit. Some of these guys like to put their arms out, okay? You're fine here. I just want to move them back a little bit. Hey, me.